Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. It is a beautiful and balmy, sunny Southern California day, and Dr. Allen and I are going to be talking about what men want. Will it be something steamy and sultry like today, or something else? Before we get started, I want to thank The One Institute, our sponsor, who makes it possible for us to come and visit with you guys for a little while. And you can reach us here at 323-203-0815. Don't forget to check out The One Institute at oneinstitute.org. Dr. Allen, you yes. are on the air.
Hello. I'm looking forward to answering questions.
Yeah, fantastic. So I have a girlfriend, and she says that she's been married so long, and now she's divorced, that she doesn't know how to attract a man because she's not sure what men are really looking for. Her point being, she was with this man for, 21 years. And she says she's way, way, way out of practice, and she must be doing something wrong because they're not married anymore. What do you think about that, Dr. Allen?
Well, first of all, you have to know what you want. In other words, I ask certain questions when I get people together. Number one, do you want to be married or mated?
Right.
Marriage is a documentation, a marriage license, and mating is where you commit to be monogamous, continuous, and long-term, but you don't get a marriage license or a legal marriage.
Right.
So you've got to know, because there are three positive things that you have to have to be in love. One is chemistry. Mm-hmm. You can do a green card marriage for about 3 years. You can do a wonderful shack up, hook up for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. First year is really fun and exciting, and investigating. The second year is enjoying what you've investigated. And the third year is, wait a minute, chemistry is not enough. So
right.
compatibility is how your lives fit together. And that doesn't mean you have to be two dentists or two lawyers. It means that you have to be able to negotiate time, space, money, and play so that you both get your needs met as individuals, and the relationship is building something that is more than just chemistry.
Right.
So with that in mind, you need to know that, and then chemistry, compatibility, and then the ever-popular communication. And
right.
that's what I do. Because as a marriage, family, child therapist and an addiction specialist in alcohol and sex and a communication transactional analyst, I help people ask for what they want and say no to what they don't want with respect and cherishing to the best of my ability and theirs. So communication is, do I want to be respected first, cherished second, cherished first, respected second, or if I'm mature, which is 45, 50, and on up,
right.
do I want to speak both respectfully and cherishing and do the same with my partner? So chemistry, compatibility, and communication are the things that I need to know about people or in order to help them realize what they can and cannot mate and marry with.
Oh, very good. And speaking of that, you have a seminar coming up July 5th.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication at the Holiday Inn on 405.
Long Beach,
Long
right?
Long Beach,
okay.
right.
And that's 9 to
9
5?
9 to 5, I believe.
Yeah, okay. And you guys, if you want to sign up for that, the seating is limited. Sue was magnificently able to pull this one out of her hat. And we didn't expect to have another seminar until November. So,
well, we had an overflow from the other one. And yeah. So these are the people that didn't get to go to the first one we had a month or so ago.
Right.
And so she decided she would take that group and expand on it, and we'll do it again. So we're doing chemistry, compatibility, and communication again.
Yes. Yeah, so wantistore.com. Go there, sign up. Again, seating is very, very limited. So do it quick because it is Sunday, July 5th.
Yes.
Dr. Allen, we have a call. Let's take it. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hello there. What's your question?
My question is, so I have been, I fell in love with this guy, and now I ended
the relationship.
You fell
into chemistry with him.
Chemistry was off the hook. Chemistry was
okay,
off the hook.
But falling in love takes compatibility, which takes communication. So how long did you have him to communicate, negotiate with?
3 months.
Okay, so you did the perfect period.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
And then did you go into the imperfect period where you found out the compatibility was not all there and the communication was not all there?
The communication was there. The compatibility was not there.
Oh, I see. So he lived in Europe and you live in America and what? Where were you incompatible?
We were incompatible because he was just coming out of a divorce and I'm dating for marriage.
Oh, yeah, it takes men sometimes up to 5 years. Like, you're not recovered from cancer unless you live 5 years without it. We women tend to be able to move back into one within 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. So I'm dating, so I'm making a point. I'm a recovering avoidant.
Okay.
But I'm dating. I'm saying yes to everything, almost everything, except the things that just kind of feel a little repulsive to me.
Right.
And there's one gentleman who has approached me online in Australia.
Okay.
And my question to you, I basically asked him, how does he see this working?
Yeah, what was his compatibility idea?
Yes, and he said, well, he's planning a trip to Central America in August. That's 2 months away, right?
Yes.
And maybe we can meet there. And I said, well, that sounds fabulous, however, a trip to Costa Rica isn't in my budget right now, but you know, you never know. He says, well, I could either pay for your ticket or I can meet you if you're in Los Angeles. So I'm like, okay, this is sounding fine, right?
Now it's sounding compatible. You're
this
negotiating, not intimidating or seducing.
I guess my question to you
is,
how many of these long distance, I'm talking long, he lives in friggin' Australia. How many of these actually have you heard of that actually come to fruition or actually happen?
Enough of them, and I'll tell you why. Because the weird thing about chemistry is too much togetherness dulls it, and too much apartness dulls it. So if you and he, my dear boyfriend of 5 years died April 12th, and he lived in Houston, and I lived in Orange County, and we traded back and forth, traveled together, and it really enhanced us because we both had businesses we were running, and it was just good for us to not be in the same house, the same city, the same whatever, so we weren't going to marry, but when we were together, it was extremely joyous because it was new and different each time.
So
it depends. If you can't have a couch potato and a growing executive in the same ball, that doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
You see, he was busy and I was busy. He was in one city and I was in another city. But we planned how to get together. And we did just a fine job.
Okay. Two more questions, brief.
What's that?
There's another guy who lived in Florida, And he wants to come here. He's talking about coming here, and he's like, when I see you, I'm going to kiss you all over your face. I'm going to kiss you passionately.
Promises, promises,
and
promises.
I'm like,
Promises, promises, promises.
So I'm not going to respond to that. I'll just respond to what happens,
okay.
If it ever happens. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you
okay.
can giggle at it, please.
Say that again?
You can giggle. Oh.
Yeah.
You
totally
know what
I
mean.
Totally I giggle. Totally
All
I
right.
giggle. But I won't say, you know what, I know. It's just kind of a turnoff to say that. So just let them fantasize and do whatever, and then I'll deal with what's real
okay.
when it happens. When it is.
A lot of women like the fantasy talk a lot.
Mm.
But you don't. Mm. You like pragmatics.
I don't know. This was the first time he did it, so I felt a little turned on, but I also felt a little like, oh, my God, that's new. You know, so more of a reveal.
Well, one thing he was doing, he was going after what he wanted.
He sure as hell was.
And that's a man.
Does it feel a little exciting to have a gentleman say that to you? I'm just going to just kiss you all over your face and just passionately kiss you.
A little bit, but it was a little bit like, made me a little nervous, but a little bit turned on.
So a little bit intimidated.
Yeah, a little bit intimidated, a little bit scared of like too fast and like 20% turned on.
Well,
wait a minute.
I want to tell you something about men. They come in two different categories, masculine and little boy. Mm-hmm. Real men are competitive, conquering, and controlling.
Mm-hmm.
They take over. They see a woman and they're already designing her house, her kids, her car, whatever.
And that they're going to kiss them.
Yeah, and kissing is just the beginning. Now, there mm-hmm. are boys that are girls, really, who look at the woman and they say, oh, that's your house? That's mm-hmm. your car? Because there's different reasons to marry. Some people want to get laid more than paid, and some people want to get paid more than laid, and some people want to get paid and laid, and those are the ones that are the narcissists. And if you end up in your little world, in their world, you will probably be with a psychopath.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm just going to ride the process and see. I have noticed how important it is for me to have a guy who's financially successful, financially resourceful, who's financially secure. I really...
So you want to get paid.
Correct.
You know,
or
I'm going to tell a story. Harvard did the study in the 90s, and it's still valid. Why do people mate? Why do they marry? Masculine people, whether they're men or women, doesn't matter, because there are more men today with vaginas than ever before and more women with penises than ever before. So yang people that like to be competitive, conquering, and control, they generally want to get laid after work, sensual and sexual, 2/3 of the time. 1/3 of the time, they want status and financial security. Those are gigolos. 2/3 of yin people, women who are either men or women, but they're feminine, they want status and financial security, and you happen to be one of them. And 1/3 want sensual and sexual security, and they're called cougars. So all of us, as far as Harvard is concerned, are somewhere between wanting to get laid and paid, or both. If you want to be both laid and paid, you're probably a narcissist or a psychopath, and the people that are with you are either being used by you, do you see? Or, well, that's really where it's at, used. Mm-hmm. So those are the reasons people do get together. Now, so for you, you need to remember that if you start in sex life intercourse too soon, you'll end up bonded to somebody who may not have enough financial resources to mm-hmm. keep your respect going. So you've mm-hmm. got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. And I've noticed with the divorced guy, was that our chemistry was so high, our communication was so high, it was really hard for me to walk, not hard, but it was just a painful walking away from it because of the
chemistry.
Because of the incompatibility.
Yeah.
You
okay,
know what I mean?
Because of the incompatibility. But incompatibility, that's why I say don't sign any legal documents for a year. Because mm-hmm. the first 3 months are perfect, second imperfect. Third, you got to start negotiating time, space, money, and play. And the fourth are where you decide, is this person 51% valuable on the worst day of the relationship?
My question to you about money is, so we discover their financial compatibility with us just through time. It's not something we can ask directly.
You can ask directly when he says, I want us to buy a house, I want us to live together. Then you can say, that requires an engagement because I want to be married. Do you see? Longevity, continuity, and exclusivity are the three things you negotiate. And if you're going towards marriage and he's not, you're not compatible. Well, what you've got to do is when the talk gets down, it's usually around 6 months, the talk gets to, are you still dating other people? Of course, I'm not. We're not in a committed relationship. Oh. And then somebody says, okay, let's not date other people. And that's when you start talking about the compatibility for whether you mate or marry, do you see? And whether you open the books and you share what you've got and how you plan. That's when you start negotiating the premarital work. Money.
So that's during the commitment talk.
Yeah, it's definitely. The talk that you use before you have intercourse, the wedding night, every relationship deserves a wedding night. Mm-hmm. The what you do there is, you know, first you find out if they're single or married, and then you find out if they're sexually and socially monogamous, along with STD tests, and then you find out if they're long-term monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Okay. And guys aren't turned off when you tell them about, like, your financial needs when they're negotiating a relationship?
No, because the successful ones are bragging about it before you ask.
Okay.
Thank you, caller. We're going to move on.
They're doing their what I call peacock number.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Got another one, Dr. Allen.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking the call. I heard a great deal about you, and I just got finished listening to your program.
Good.
I don't know how this goes, but I do have a couple of questions.
Ask a question. Go.
Oh, okay. I am going through a divorce right now.
Yours or his?
Well, actually, it's not technically a divorce. It's that I work for someone that I'm involved with. And it's been a couple of years, and we've done a lot of building,
a lot
of investments.
Are you
have
saying
been made
you were
in,
mated?
In the company.
Were you mated? Did you mix money and sex and mate, but no legal documents?
No legal documents.
Okay, so you were mated. Fine. So
no documents.
You're separating. You're separating from him or he from you or both from both?
I'm separating from him.
Because?
Actually, it just, I came to realize he was just not going to be emotionally invested in the relationship for the most part.
How did you find out?
That.
Did he have a girlfriend or something?
Oh, no. It's not that.
What gave you the idea that he didn't want you? No more sex? What?
Well, believe it or not, this is the kicker. I've always wanted, and he has not been able to. So we've slept together, but he...
So he's impotent.
He has not been able to have sex.
He's impotent, and you work with him, right?
Well, he's not admitting that, but he's not performing, that's for sure.
Well, no, I mean, you worked in an office with him. I heard that you were business colleagues in some way. Okay, so you were financially partners, but you weren't lovers. Were you lovers in that you did everything except? There's lots of things to do.
Yeah, well, there were other things that we did get to do, not often, but what brought it to a head was that he just wasn't willing, you know, even to try anymore.
Okay, so how long were you with him?
No, I was with him for 2 years and 4 months, two and a half years, something like
so
that.
So you almost did the 3-year mark. And that's normal for a love affair that is not building anything. That's normal.
Okay.
So 3 years.
How old is he, caller? How old is he, this gentleman we're talking about?
47.
Well, but you've known him for a number of years.
Yeah, we met. He was 44, and I'm 9 years older than he.
Okay. So did he have you? Was he your son? Were you his mother?
Probably. I mean, he had just lost his mother when we met, so probably.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So do you normally function in a boy-mother relationship?
Not that I knew of. I had not been involved in a relationship for many years. I had lost my fiance, and he was 14 years my senior. So I had been in mourning, I guess, for way too long.
I got it. That. So you had a toy boy.
I guess I hadn't thought about it like that.
I know that. You had fun for almost 3 years, which is normal for a toy boy mama situation. Do you see? And so that apparently, that's done. The compatibility's not there. The chemistry's not there, or his functioning isn't there. And you did have a money exchange, so you made a little money, or did you?
Very, very little. That really becomes my dilemma.
What is it?
Because I'm needing to sever, you know, I guess I just haven't found an exit plan or light at the end of the tunnel quite yet. And
why
still
are you still with him?
Not physically. I finally got him out. I got him out of the house about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, he lived with you. So you had a Peter Pan and you were a Wendy. There's four kinds of men. Do you want to hear what they are?
What?
There's a real man, and a real man is competitive, conquering, and controlling. Okay? Then there's Peter Pan. He's a boy. He's a pueriternus. That's a good book. And he wants a mama. And there are mamas that want toy boys. Then there's the sugar daddy. Now, the sugar daddy is a man who will pay a woman to be like a wife. It isn't just a trick. It's a lifestyle. Apartments, schooling, cars, whatever. Sugar daddy. And then there's an interesting fellow. He's a monk. He's not into money, and he's not into sex. He may be a surfer buff. He may be, I don't know what he is. He may be a trust baby. But he basically doesn't have any real motivations for his personal life. And he likes to go. Now I'll give the women that go with these men. Who goes with the monk? A nun. But nun is spelled N-O-N-E. She really is a caregiver. She loves people, is probably taking care of her sister's kids. She is not into her life very much. So she and he get together, and their form of sex is eating out. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. So you can meet him at Whole Foods on Saturday. And then Wendy is a mama who lost her fiancé way back when, and she doesn't want to risk the horrible pain of that. So she gets a man who basically needs her financially, whether it's work or business or just being in your house. Wendy takes care of Peter Pan. Now, the girl that goes with the sugar daddy is a girl who, whether you call her a gold digger or whether you call her a... she, if you're not careful, will steal your boyfriend away from you in front of your very eyes, offering free sex and flirting and carrying on. So she will basically be with him as long as his money holds up, and he will be with her as long as the sex holds up. Now, a real man and a real woman get together, and he wants to play with her sexually, and she says, no, we have to talk about building. I want to get married someday. So are you into marriage? Well, I'm not sure about that, but can we have sex? And then she'll say, wait a minute. I want monogamy sexually and socially. I don't want you to, I want us to be monogamous if we're going to start a relationship. Well, yeah. I believe in testing the product first, which means he wants to hook up to see, you know, if the bodies work together. And if you say yes, you run the risk of bonding to him. And now you're sugar mama.
Wow. That's a real earful.
I know that. So what do you want to do after you've heard this earful? How do you want to live about men?
Well, what I want to do is, he doesn't want me to leave, and I want to continue to strategize. How do I effectively get out of his clutches?
I thought you had him move already.
Well, I have him moved out, but, you know, I'm still working for the company, and I don't have a source of income or additional source of income.
Wait a minute. Do you get paid?
I'm sorry?
Do you get paid for working?
Yes.
All right. Are you looking for other work or additional work?
Yes, I'm looking for additional work now. I just haven't left yet because I don't have anything lined up. I'm still trying to get my ducks in a row. And he doesn't want me to leave, and he does depend a great deal on I'm the second one, that, you know, like partners in a way.
I fully understand that. So what's wrong with being partners without being fake lovers?
Well, I guess mostly because I'm just so deeply conflicted that I know as long as I stay in his purview, he will continue to, you know, push my buttons. And
well, no, he'll push your buttons, but he'll squeeze you good. You see, you guys are affectionate together, right?
Yes, very.
You sleep together, right?
Yes, we were sleeping together,
but
yes.
You're not now.
No, I got him out of my house.
I appreciate it. Well, the people walk in and out of houses. So if you, there's two ways to get over somebody. One is to move as far away as you can, but you don't want to do that because you're working for him. And the other is keep him out of your bed, your body, work for him, but start to date 3 men 3 times each and see if somebody turns you on enough to negotiate a deal that will steal you from him physically. And don't forget to read my book, Getting to I Do.
What's the name of the book?
Getting to I Do.
You can find that at www.wantistore.com, along with a whole bunch of other really fantastic products that Dr. Allen and the One Institute puts out. So you should
get into I Do.
Getting to I Do. And that doesn't mean you have to legally marry. It could be a mating experience like you just had.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I shall. I will do. By Dr. Pat.
What?
Yes, that's it. It's Getting to I Do, Dr. Pat Allen. And again, you can find that at the wantistore.com.
WantEyeStore.com.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck. Happy hunting.
Caller, thank you for being so patient. You are on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, great. Yes, I called a couple times before, and this is a follow-up question for Dr. Allen.
Very good. What is it?
Okay, I had a close call on the freeway, so I ended up sending a hi-bye letter to a guy after just 5 weeks of hearing from him. I had called earlier, and I had told you how he had asked me to offer asked me to marry him on the first date, and I did that just because I couldn't wait the full 8 weeks without making a fool of myself, and I kind of just wanted to get closure.
Okay, but the problem is the neural plasticity of the brain allows it to be biochemically very, very in need of discipline in order to wire it correctly. The 8 weeks I talk about waiting is a neurobiological piece of time in which human beings ruminate. That's feel, think, feel, think, feel, think, feel, think. They ruminate about a major decision. If you abort the 8 weeks early, you have not gotten to the lesson time, which is the last 2 weeks when the pain... Almost everybody can handle, I could handle, who needs him, who needs her, bye. That's good for about 4 weeks. Then it happens like, why doesn't he call? Why isn't she calling me? I'm gonna check her website, whatever. And you start spying and you start sitting in cars across the street, you know, playing hide and seek. But when you get to the last 2 weeks, then it's almost like a panic call. So you sent him your message at 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he respond?
Yeah, immediately.
And what did he say in his response? Because remember, he still feels secure that you love him more than he loves you.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He offered me a lot up front, and he realizes that he doesn't take any of it back, but the reality of his life is that he's extremely overwhelmed with his job. He's commuting from L.A., and he's teaching up in L.A., and then he works down here. He's got major, major responsibilities, and I know this all to be true because I've seen it. I know his schedule, so he's not making any of it up. But I think there is a degree to which he can control that, and I think some of it's an excuse. I think he's just afraid of true intimacy. He said, I'm terrible at relationships. So he was kind of, he was showing signs of wanting to throw in the towel just over small things.
Like when, I understand that. When did you get that response to your hi-bye? And the hi-bye letter is, I'll tell the audience, the hi-bye letter is what you send to someone, a man or a woman, depending on what, and isn't it, congratulations, gay marriages are in. So now we've got the whole audience out there. So with that in mind, the hi-bye letter is basically when you've been dropped or ignored, you wait 8 weeks to send them a letter in which the first paragraph is everything you like about him, lust about him, love about him. The second paragraph is the pain of their being gone out of your life. The third paragraph is if you're a woman, what you never want again, and if you're a man, what you do want again. And the fourth paragraph is for a woman, what you want in a relationship, and for a man, what he doesn't want in a relationship. And then the fifth paragraph is very interesting. It's thanking them for bringing this painful lesson so that you could deal with it successfully, hopefully. So you sent your letter at 5 weeks, which he wasn't fully baked at that time. and he gave you a very intellectual, very honest statement of the practicalities of not being available to an intimate relationship. Now I want to ask you, when did you last hear from him in any way?
Today.
Today?
Yeah.
Was today the day you got the note that you just...
No, it last Friday I sent it to him and I got an instant response. And then we met for coffee and this is how I...
How did you get to coffee?
And then we met for coffee and then now he texted me again today.
Did he ask to see you again?
He just said he missed me and, you know...
Do you understand you have not gone through separation? What can I do to get you not to reach out to him so that he can feel the loss and you, when he reaches out to you, be kind, be courteous, be nice, don't beat him up for what you think, you know, is wrong with him?
I think I have anxiety about over losing him. All that he
Darling,
offered, he just seems
you're
perfect.
Driving... Wait a minute.
I feel like I met my match.
I've got news for you. He's a man, and he's coming after you, but you won't give him chase space. You can't both chase each other. That neutralizes the energy.
Well, the other thing is
You to agree that you will let him do all the calling.
He's not chasing me, though.
Wait a minute. What is calling you?
Well, he said he wants me to plan everything. He wants me to do everything. He said, I'm really busy at work, and in my personal relationship,
Wait a minute. If a man is busy and he asks his wife to go to the office and run the office, is she masculine or feminine?
You're going to say she's feminine she's because doing
she's
what
doing,
he's
doing what he said. So if he said, you know what, I'm so busy that if you would be the social director, I would be willing to date you. Is that what he said?
Not exactly.
Originally,
but now he's kind of changed his story a little bit.
What?
He's changed his story. He just...
Wait a minute.
No, now he says just one day a week and he just wants to meet for sex.
Okay. You know what that's about? That's about the confidence of your panic at losing him. Now, here's what you do. You do not meet him. You answer all his calls, emails, texts, and you be courteous and kind. And you say, thank you for inviting me to make love, which is not really true. It's having sex. Thank you for asking, but I love you. I feel too many things for you. Therefore, I will only be in your physical presence dating you if you are building a... Are you wanting to get married someday?
Yes.
If you're wanting to start building for the next year or two a marriage plan, but you don't chase him and you don't beat him up and you do treat him nicely when he calls and when he asks to see you once a week for sex, tell him, sounds great. That I could probably do if we were engaged. Would you be willing to get engaged for that?
Okay, well, I may know my answer because he doesn't take down his dating profile. And it's not because he doesn't know how. It's because I just think he's not doing it.
He doesn't do what for dating?
He's not taking his profile
dating
down.
Dating profile, I had asked, and he said, well, have someone else take it down for him. He has a PhD in engineering, so he obviously knows how to take it down. I have my answer. I just didn't want to say that at the time.
So what are you going to do about him? Are you going to answer his calls?
Pardon?
Are you going to answer his calls?
Do not answer his calls?
Are
you
going to answer his calls?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Are you going to answer his calls?
Oh, am I going to answer his calls?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also have to not text him in the meantime, too.
Wait a minute, woman. I don't want you to chase him. I don't want you to call him, text him, email him, smoke flag him. I don't want you to do anything that reaches out to him because he's getting so confident he wants a cheap lay. You are creating confidence in his power over your body. Would you please stop that? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right.
No, I just
so,
thought we had a contract when he asked me to marry him on the first day. I thought it was verbal.
Darling, it was sweet talking you. Proposals on the first dates generally are sweet talk. Okay? So back to the drawing board. Are you noticing that when I try to get you under contract, you wiggle out?
Yeah, I guess I have my doubts too, but
what I'm hearing is you want to chase him. If you chase him, you lose him. If you don't chase him and you treat him courteously when he calls and you don't see him unless he's willing to negotiate a monogamous, long-term, marriage-bound, continuous relationship, if you don't make that clear, he's going to be so confident with your having to call him, having to email him, that he will simply wait till you beg him.
Okay, so you don't think the chemistry, it's possible that the chemistry just was so good that this all happened naturally? And,
no, dear, I believe you sent the hi-bye letter 3 weeks too early. I believe if he had been allowed to have the full 8 weeks, he would have been willing to negotiate right away.
You came back to the negotiating tables too soon and said, okay, here, I give you this, this, and this. And he's like, yeah, I don't have to give up anything. I get everything I want and then some.
Okay, so can I start another 8 weeks or just...
Yes.
But
okay.
8 weeks, all eight.
And answer all calls, emails courteously. And don't see him unless he's willing to negotiate a monogamous, long-term, marriage-bound, continuous relationship.
Okay. Lesson. I think I learned my lesson this time.
Good
Thank
girl.
You very much.
Good girl.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. This caller has tried to call a lot. I'm sorry for the delay, caller, long-term. But you are finally on the air with Dr. Allen. Have you got a question?
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, who's this?
John and Denise.
Oh, okay. So what can I do for you two?
Well, everything's going pretty good with us, but we would like you to
you would
give
like
us a little
or you
more
want? Per- you would like or want?
More information on...
Wait a minute. I'm a communication specialist. Do you want or would like?
I would like.
That means you don't expect to get it. Two people want to buy your car. One says they would like to buy it. One says they want to buy it. Who's got the money?
The one that wants it.
That's right. If you don't know what you want and you don't know what you don't want, people are going to run your life. So say it again. What is it you want of me here?
I don't know, Pat. I'm lost right now.
John, say this. Dr. Allen, I want more information from you. I want it.
Yeah, I want more information from you, Pat. I've had a long day at work, but I'm hanging in there.
All right. What answer to what question do you want? What is your question?
On the mutual money account.
Okay. So we negotiated.
And how do we deal with, I owe her from our separate money? How do we do that?
Wait a minute. You owe her from separate money?
If I borrow money from her, do I owe her, or can she borrow from my separate money that I have?
And anybody can borrow anything. That's business. Are you living together? Are you married? What are you?
Well, undocumented marriage.
We're engaged.
You're engaged, but are you living together?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have your own check-in savings accounts?
Yes.
Do you have a kitty for the bills of the house, the apartment?
Yes.
Do you both put in dollar for dollar, or do one of you put in more because you make more? Do you make the same amount of money, or
dollar for dollar, Pat?
Dollar for dollar. So when you personally run out of money out of your personal accounts, right?
Right.
You don't go to the kitty because that means your lifestyle is being bumped.
Okay.
But if you borrow money from the other one time, see, you don't get to borrow two times in a row. It's borrow, pay back, borrow, pay back. So it doesn't matter how you borrow money from your personal accounts as long as you honor that borrowing by paying it back before you ask for another borrow.
Okay.
So who owes who?
We don't owe each other anything.
Great. So what are,
yeah.
are you just asking for intellectual information?
For future reference, Pat.
Very good. Okay. Therefore, you don't borrow from the community funds. You can borrow from each other's estate, but don't do it twice in a row. You got to get it paid back.
In other words, Dr. Allen's saying no six IOUs against one or the other. Borrow and pay back. Borrow and pay back. But don't allow it, because what happens is I think people get upset with each other. And
there's two big problems in the world, money and sex. If you have sex problems in a relationship, you're going to have money problems. If you have money problems in a relationship, you're going to have sex problems.
I commend you guys for future thinking and planning and discussing now at this point in time. I think it's really a great thing.
Do you have any other questions?
So why is it? Why is the money going to be a sex problem?
I'll tell you why. Because right now we're talking about borrowing money. You can't imagine how more turned off you will be if you don't get your money back. And I got guarantees that if you do not have a loving sex life, which international norm is one great experience a week as best you can. In my book, I have a nice sensate focusing experience on page 218. I hope you know what a 69 is. Do we all know what 69 is?
Yeah.
Now you're gonna add a 218. And a 218 in Getting to I Do is a sensate focusing experience, which includes bathing or showering or jacuzziing, but not talking, no talking. Wash each other, dry each other, massage each other, make love or don't. Do you see? But no talking. Okay?
Do you guys have the book?
10-4, and is it harder for the woman on the financial matters if she doesn't get paid back? I've found it over the years that it's easier for me if I don't get paid back to still.
I'll tell you why.
Part without very very little problem.
Well, I guarantee
whether I get paid or not.
If she doesn't get paid back when you borrow from her, trust me, you have become Peter Pan, and the sex is going to be minimal.
Okay. Thanks, Pat. I'll make sure she's paid in full.
Good.
Great. Okay, thank you, callers.
Thank
you. Okay, Dr. Allen, we have time real quick for one more call. Okay, caller, you are on the air with Dr. Allen. We have to make it real quick, but what's your question?
Here we go.
Hi, Dr. Allen.
Yes.
I'm a client of yours.
Good.
I have a boyfriend that gave me a promise ring, and I'm getting concerned about money and if he has enough.
Okay. How long have you dated him?
2 months.
2 months. Worry and concern, stay with him for the 6 months, the 3 months that are as good as they get, the imperfect. You'll know everything you need to know by 6 months.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
Welcome.
Good luck, caller. Okay, Dr. Allen. What have you got to say to us tonight? We didn't even get to the original question, which was vaginas or virtue? But I think we hit a lot of interesting stuff tonight.
Yes, we really did.
Tell me what you have to say
to
everybody. The
only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to negotiate and keep.
And don't not pay back loans. It's bad. Yeah. Okay. So everybody, it's been great being with you here tonight. And I want to remind you, www.drpatallen.com, a wonderful website with tons and tons of information. www.wantistore.com. Sign up for the seminar, July 5th, 9 to 5, Long Beach. Follow us on Facebook. And thank you once again to our sponsor, The One Institute, oneinstitute.org. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.